for Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, there's a Christmas carol that begins in the bleak midwinter, which is about where we're going to head very, very soon as far as theater goes in Western New York. And it's odd because we don't have any snow, but after this weekend, we won't have any plays either.
No, we won't. That happens in Buffalo. That we reach up to this fever pitch of every Christmas, everything from Santa conquering the Martians to Christmas carol to, it's Christmas, Nutcracker here, Nutcracker there, and then boom, nothing. Which is why I go to New York. They add performances Christmas week. There's a lot to see, but it's a completely different culture here.
That's true. Well, so, everyone wants to go to New York for Christmas, and ever since they took the window dressings out of the AM&A store downtown.
But next week, I can talk about some things of national interest in New York. You know, some of the things people have been asking about King Charles III, the British import, people are wondering about Al Pacino in the new David Mamet play, China Doll, which got just heinously vicious reviews. And I did catch that, and people would be interested to know about that. So I can fill in some of the things if you're happening to come to New York or wanting to predict what might tour to Buffalo.
Well, everyone who has been to Shays for one of those big Broadway musicals traveling through, as well as a number of other delightful theater experiences, owes a tremendous debt of thanks to Tony Conti. He has been the president of Shays for, gosh, Tony, how many years now?
Friends who count don't.
He's certainly
increased the subscription and brought them out of debt and done a lot of wonderful work down at Shays. So a shout out to Tony, who's going to finish out this season and then retire.
You know, and one of the greatest things about Tony is at the end of a show, he's there as you exit, shaking hands and wishing everyone a good evening.
Making that personal connection and finding out what the audience actually thought. Yeah. That's what he's doing. But this week, you know, as people breathlessly get to the theater before several things close, the exception for things closing would be Joseph's Gospel, which opens this week at 710 Main. This is Alan Saphir, who is a well-known actor and especially well-known voiceover artist. You may know him most as the voice of the dog for Kibbles and Bits. But
okay.
When you hear his voice, and this is the Christmas story from Joseph's point of view. And there is a long-standing tradition in the theater, going back to the Middle Ages, of telling Bible stories with a humorous bent, reverently but with cheerful good humor. And that is what we can expect from Joseph's Gospel, which is being brought in at 710 Main.
And I'm grabbing people by the lapels again and telling them it's the final weekend to catch Harvey over at the New Phoenix Theater. I just loved Richard Lambert as Elwood P. Dowd. He just wore the role like a loose garment.
It's a very engaging cast and one of the most charming comedies ever written. This is the story of a man whose best friend is an imaginary rabbit that only he sees, and it embarrasses his family.
Now, that is, of course, heartwarming at the end. Not quite heartwarming, but definitely funny if you have that wicked sense of humor. You'll probably want to head over to Road Less Traveled. Once again, David Sedaris, Santaland Diaries, but this time with
Kevin Kennedy taking it on this time, and he's very, very funny. And I think we all have that bit of ambivalence toward Christmas, you know. That, it starts so early and lingers so long, and there are the good things, but then there are things like shopping. This is the antidote for what can be a rather saccharine season.
Well, just as with Harvey, Santaland Diaries is only up through tomorrow night, Saturday the 19th. Now, wow, you get a whole extra day to catch Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Up in Niagara Falls, we just like saying that title.
We do.
I have no idea what that's going to be like up there, except that it's based on that 1964 film, which makes everyone's list of 10 worst films of all time. So this is just a camp good time. Again, something humorous for the holidays. And O'Connell and Company with Uh-Oh, Here Comes Christmas, which is by the author of All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. And,
well,
we'd be remiss in failing to mention that Alleyway is yet again doing Christmas Carol. It's been up for a few weeks. This is the final weekend. You might still be able to get a ticket. It's very popular season after season after season. And Neil Raddus himself, who did the adaptation, is appearing in it again this time.
A Christmas Carol. It's a Christmas tradition here in downtown Buffalo. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.